God, we love you. We thank you. Have your way today. Cause your presence to be with us and grant that we feel and experience you in a new and different way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Read in your hearing already was the 100th Psalm. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before his presence with joyful singing. I think that's what we've been doing. I'm going to continue my series just for this Sunday. I'm going to take a break for the Christmas time, but for this Sunday, I'm going to continue my series, Don't Stop the Music. Don't stop the music. Eminem said, you got to lose yourself in the music, you know. Oh, never mind. Different crowd. You only get one shot to drop. Opportunity comes only once in a lifetime. You got to lose yourself. I'm sorry, different crowd. See, folk don't realize that it is really possible to get the music so inculcated into your spirit that you can lose yourself in the music. That you can lose your anxiety in the music. You can lose your pain in the music. In Eminem's case, that song relates to his getting the beat and not fearing people. Because he's only going to get one shot to drop his lyrics in a rap battle. There's something about music that if you allow yourself, it has a otherworldly feel to it that can shift atmospheres and help one engage in the beyond now to a place of becoming where the heart no longer worries about its own beat, but where instead it is in sinus rhythm to the divine. And they become one with the very heartbeat of God. That there is a place where we can get to, where we can recognize an otherworldly experience. One that was happening before our existence. And one that will continue when this physical existence no longer is with us. There's an otherworldly experience of the praise and adoration of the divine that one can enter into. And if I am correct, one can slip past this terrestrial ball and enter into the heavenlies and join with angelic choirs in offering praise unto God. Where one can experience God to the point where the little light that is yours daily can be connected to the greater light, and you can hold up the light of God in a fresh way. What one has to realize is that God wants an intimacy with you that you can't have in your conscious mind. You can study God in your conscious mind. You need to bring your intelligence into the study of scripture and theology and sacred understanding. But at some point, you've got to leave all of that and enter the realm of faith. Because faith makes logic look bad. Faith believes things that logic tells you shouldn't be so. Faith sees the invisible, speaks the impossible, and manifests that which no one else could have ever thought would be so. For there is nothing impossible with God. So that when I move beyond the realm of my conscious thoughts, which are full with fear, which are filled with the thoughts of suffering, which are filled with the thoughts of failure and frustration and depression, when I move beyond my conscious thoughts and enter into the presence of the divine, I now enter into a place of faith, and at which point I can ask anything. Here, the 100th Psalm says, you need to enter the very presence of God with a jubilance that doesn't make sense for somebody that doesn't believe in the invisible. In this church, we have no statues, so we can't even look at an image of God. You must believe in the spirit presence of God, the God of the invisible, and know that your God is present, and experience your God beyond your realm of conscious fear. He says, get excited about God. He says, get excited about God. Matter of fact, the Message Bible says, stand up and shout. He says, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Okay. No. Y'all sit back down. Y'all sit back. He said, the real problem with people is that if you allow yourself to dwell upon the things that are going on in your life exclusively, as in the happenings for your happiness, you will dwell in the ebb and flow of the happenings, because they come and they go. Newness wears off the clothes. Newness wears off the house. Newness even wears off the relationship and the early puppy love. Newness wears off the shoes. Newness wears off everything in your life. And if the happenings are what causes you to be happy, you will be in a perpetual state of whoredom, needing to get everything in order to keep up some semblance of joy. But when you get beyond the happenings, your happiness He says, I need you to make the devil a liar. Anybody wanna make the devil a liar? Okay. I want you to get your worst problem in your mind right now. Get your worst problem, whatever it is right now you're going through. And then I want you to hear it through the lens of Job. Satan went to God and said, if I give this person this problem, they won't praise you anymore. Okay, you missed it. I'm talking to you over here. Whatever the worst problem is, Satan went to God and said, if I give this person this problem, they won't praise you anymore. I asked you if you want to make the devil a liar. Satan went to God and said, if I afflict them, they won't praise you anymore. If I mess with their job, they won't praise you anymore. If I put tears in their eyes, they won't praise you anymore. But I dare you to make the devil a liar today, because you ought to praise him, because he's God. Look at somebody, just tell them, I owe too much to give too little. I got to praise him. I just need to tell you something. I don't want you to praise God out of obligation, but I want you to praise God out of opportunity. You ought to say, this is my opportunity to say thank you for all that you've done for me. Thank you for 2023. It ain't been easy, but I made it. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for keeping me in my right mind. Thank you for holding me up when I felt like falling. Thank you for being God all by yourself. You may be seated. You could go on, sister. Me and the devil. Me and the devil had a tussle, but I won. Me and the devil, we don't agree. I hate him, and he hates me. Me and the devil had a tussle, but I won. Okay, I got it. Okay. Y'all will get that on the way home. Look at somebody, tell them I won.
I won, I won, I won.
They might look back at you and say,
I won.
Are you sure? Yeah, I won.
I
I'm here right now. I know I won. He thought he had me, but I won. He thought he was going to take me out, but I won. Go ahead and praise him. I feel it. Go ahead and praise him. Put your hands together and bless his name. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna try and get it out.
Hallelujah. I won.
Here it is. Says you need to come in with a grateful heart, with a heart of gratitude. You know, one of the problems with this modern day society, everybody acts like somebody owes you something. And it extends to God, like God owed me something. But it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. He doesn't owe us anything. He already gave us everything. Okay, yeah. You can be seated. I promise you, I'm gonna try. He comes to us, and the first thing he says, number one, what you have at your disposal, and what you have for an opportunity, is to receive a blessing from divine presence. Okay. Let me try this another way. In his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures. Okay. So that I want to be where? In his presence. Young man said to a young girl, and the song says, I want to be where you are. God says, you want to be in my presence, and I'm going to give you a hint how to get there. Verse 1 says, sing your way into his presence. The Message Bible says, on your feet now, applaud God, bring a gift of laughter, sing yourselves into his presence. Oh, come, all ye faithful,
joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
What are you going to do when you get there?
Come and be.
Oh, come,
let us adore
lot of songs for Christmas.
Yes.
Old Tannenbaum, I'm Dreaming of a White Christian Christmas. Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Jack Frost Nipping at Your Nose. Okay. But none of them will do what is about to happen now.
Yeah.
Oh, come let us
adore
Him. Oh, come let us
adore.
Oh, come, oh, come.
Oh, come let us adore
Him.
Christ the Lord.
For He alone is worthy.
For He alone is worthy.
Now worship Him right there. For He,
alone
is worthy.
Is worthy.
For He you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
And I lift my voice.
And I lift my voice.
To worship Thee.
To worship You.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul.
Rejoice, rejoice,
rejoice.
Take joy, my King.
Take joy, my King.
In what you hear.
In what you hear.
And let it be.
And let it be a sweet.
Come on, y'all.
Sweet sound.
Yeah. lift your hands and worship him where you are. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. I don't want to go over time, but I feel something here. You can be seated one more time. I said, sing into his presence. You know, some people don't know who they are. But the person sitting in your seat is special. No, you didn't hear me. The person sitting in your seat is special. Because you are a selected people. You're selected. See, here's what he says. He says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. You're a chosen people. You're a royal generation. Yeah, let me tell you something. God said, I selected you. You're special. And don't let the enemy tell you you're not. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're the worst thing you ever been or the worst mistake you ever made. That defines you. It does not define you in the sight of God, because God has chosen you. You are selected. Know this, verse 3 says, know this, God is God, and God, he made us. We didn't make him, he made us, and we're his people, his well-tended sheep. Let me help somebody say, look at somebody, just tell them, I'm his people. I'm with him. I'm with him. Go ahead, point up and say, I'm with him. 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 Have you ever gone someplace with somebody who had a bigger name or better connection, and you're walking in and somebody tried to stop you, and you said, no, I'm with him? God said, all you got to do is just let him know, I'm with him. I'm with him. I'll open doors for you that no man can shut. I'm with him. I'll close doors that you don't need to go through. I'm with him. I'll make a way out of no way. I'm with him. I'll make a pathway in the desert. I'm with him. I'll part your Red Sea. I'm with him. I'm almost done. I'm on number 3, y'all. I'm on number 3. Number 3 is in verse 4. Number 3, I said you're selected people, but then you also need to know you got to speak his password. Speak his password. And in case you don't know it, the password is thank you. Okay, Message Bible, the 100 Psalm, verse 4. Enter with the password. Thank you. Make yourselves at home, talk in praise. Thank him. Worship him. Let me tell you something. Have you ever noticed that if you act with gratitude, you get more? You say thank you. Folk want to give you more. Have you had enough to eat? Do you want a little more? Oh, thank you so much. You've been so kind. I'm good. Well, you can have a little more. Did you want some more? This pie? You want some more? Why? Because gratitude opens doors. And so when you come to worship God, don't come like you've been doing so much and that you're all that holy or that you're so privileged and righteous or that your stuff don't stink. God knows the stuff you do when nobody can see you. God knows the stuff you do when there's nobody around. And what you got to realize is God knows who you are and loves you in spite of it, loves you with the knowledge and information And God said, all I need you to do is just be grateful, because you're living on grace and mercy. And if you realize that grace and mercy brought you through, then you know how to say thank you, God. You didn't have to bless me, but thank you. You didn't have to make a way, but thank you. You don't have to keep me, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You've done exceedingly and abundantly above all I could ask or think. Thank you. I got one last one, and I'm gonna finish and tie this in to my message, this last one. The Message Bible says, verse 5, God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. Y'all missed it, went over your head. Look at somebody, say, neighbor, God is loyal to me, even when I don't deserve it. I don't know about you, I haven't always been loyal to him, but he's been loyal to me. He's been loyal. Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Let me read it in the Amplified version. Maybe that'll help you. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. Wait a minute. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness endures to all generations. So when my generation is over, my children and my children's children will still be able to receive the faithfulness of my God and the mercy of my God and the loving kindness of my God, because it's everlasting. It endures from generation to generation of those that love. Number 4 is the surety of his passion. The surety of his passion. See, you need to know that God loves you, and God's not going to stop loving you. The first song many of y'all learned to sing when you were in Sunday school was, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. And then they said, if you didn't get that, they said, yes, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yes,
Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
tells me so.
Lord, how are you going to ensure that this blessing is going to go on from generation to generation? How are you sure that your love is going to keep shining? And God answered the question in Luke. He said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. I got an answer for you. Let me send my witnessing angel to share with some shepherds that I'm doing a new thing that's going to keep the generational blessing and extend it beyond your borders to all those that love me. I'm sending them Jesus. Yes, Jesus loves me. Wait a minute, watch. Hold on. Wait a minute. Yes, Jesus loves me. I know I gotta stop y'all, but yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
tells me so.
Okay. Wait a minute. They said, look, over in Bethlehem, a child is born. He's sitting in a manger. Go check it out. But you do know that since at that moment of the epiphany, as heaven broke through the time-space world and engaged it with humankind, the earth got a glimpse of glory. So at that same moment, the heavens opened up and the heavenly choir, the Bible says, at once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir. Can I help somebody here? Every time you lift your voice to sing praises to God, you are joining with the angelic choir in adoring your God. Don't stop the music. Don't stop. Don't. He says, and the angelic choir was singing. They were singing God's praises. Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Glory to God. I'm dumb when I say this to you. Neighbor, sister, brother, give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God.
Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God.
Give glory to
God, saints.
I'm done, y'all, but give glory.
Give glory to God.
Give glory.
Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God.
He's in the room.
He's in the room, saints. Yes, sir.
Give glory.
Give glory to God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's in the room.
He's in the room, saints.
Give glory.
Give glory to God.
He's in the room,
saints.
Give glory.
He's in the room, saints. Give glory to God.
Lift those hands, saints.
Lift those hands, saints.
Give glory.
Give glory to God.
Hey,
lift those hands, saints.
Give glory.
Give glory to God.
Lift those hands. Give glory.
Give glory to God. Lift those hands, saints. Give glory to God.
Last time, give glory.
Give glory to God, saints.
The doors of church open.
Give glory to
You can come by letter, by Christian experience.
Give glory to God. Saint.
Everyone stand before the Lord. Give glory
to God.
Hey! Give glory, give glory.
Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God.
With your heads bowed, your eyes closed. If you're online, you can call or email me right now and just say, I want to be a part of this fellowship. If you're here in the sanctuary and you say, you know what? I want to be a part of that ministry. I want to be a part of Shiloh. Come walk down the aisle and one of the ministers, the saints, will meet you. We'll pray with you. We'll receive you into the fellowship here. I welcome you today to Shiloh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Give glory to God. Give glory to God.
God, saints. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints.
Give glory.
Give glory to God.
May be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let me say this to you. If you want to bring heaven to earth, do something heaven's doing. Give God praise. God bless you. I'm going to ask you to get your offering in your hand, whatever it is God has laid on your heart, your capital stewardship gifts, your seed offering. Today is First Fruit Sunday. I came in, immediately walked in, and I handed my wife and I's envelopes over to Deacon Medina. And Deacon Medina said, man, I forgot mine on the counter, and I left church and shot home and bought mine back. I said, wow, man, you could have waited. But we are serious about serving God, and I did exactly what I told you I was going to do. Amen. I invite you to give your best. Whatever this is, let it be the best offering you've ever given. Amen. I got to add a little more to mine because I got a little brother here who I love, who's like a brother to me, and he always tries to outdo me. So last year he heard I was giving $1,000, so he wrote his check for $1,001 just to make sure he gave more than I did. So I got to go 1,002. I love you all. Get your offering. If you're going to give by your device, your personal device assistant, that's what PDA means. Whatever, if you're going to give by check, by Cash App, by Givelify, whatever way you want to give, hold your device in your hand or hold your envelope in your hand and let's bless it. Now, if you notice, since 2019, the long time it usually takes for people to take offering, we don't do that. And if you wonder why, I asked God at the beginning of the pandemic, I said, Lord, this is your church. These are your people. I've had 30-odd years of teaching them your word. Lord, let that word come alive in their actions. They should not need to be begged to serve you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I just believe God, and God has kept every promise he's made. Because see, what I have, I got it from God. I don't care what the name was on the check, the source was, God blessed me with it. And for me, this is me. I give it back to God because I realize he's got the flow. And I don't want him to turn the spigot off. That's Southern talk, but they still, the faucet. Keep the flow going. Keep the flow going. Y'all, excuse me. I went to Alabama for just a brief second. Some of you North Carolina, Georgia folk, y'all know what I'm talking about. South Carolinians. Don't look at me like y'all been in the city your whole life. All right, get your offering in your hand. Let's bless it. All right. This is going to be a great day. It is a great day. God has been anointing this place all day. Y'all have played like y'all got saved last night twice. Amen. Y'all sang like y'all got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And sis, you danced the dance today. I like them lions, tigers, whatever they are. Those are beautiful. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. We're going to give, not grudgingly or of necessity, because we know you are love, a cheerful giver. So we're giving as unto you. Use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.